So we have all the select board members, and it is 6 o'clock, so we will go ahead and start this meeting. I will call to order the April 27th, 2021 virtual meeting of the Town of Heath Select Board. The meeting is being recorded, and we will start with roll call, identification of callers, myself, Robin Provost Carlson. I'm here. We have Gloria.
I'm here.
Ryan.
Here.
Hilma.
I'm here.
Sue Lively is here.
Pat McGann and here, I'm recording.
Yep, Pat's here. And I'm thinking, is Tom's iPad, is that Tom Lively? Maybe.
No.
Who is Tom's iPad? I'm asking to unmute. Sue, you're muted too. Are you there?
I'm here. This is what's on.
Wow, a lot of echoes.
Take that out of here and turn it off.
Is that too much echo? All right, we're gonna have to start. I'm getting feedback from someone.
It's probably from us.
Okay, is Tom there on his iPad?
No, we're trying to turn it off.
I love the computer world. Some of you people like help there with your broadband.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one that's on.
Hi. We're trying to set up a new computer, and it's
all right,
sorry about
all right.
that, but it's off
it's okay.
now.
It's okay. But I'm still getting feedback. It happened when Sue unmuted. Sue, mute yourself, please. Am I getting feedback now? No, that's perfect. Okay. And let's see. Oh, and Doug Mason is just signing in as well right now. So let's see. We have a review of the agenda. Gloria, any agenda items for tonight?
No.
Brian?
I don't have anything to add.
Hilma?
Let's see. Oh, yes. Wait, no, I take that back. No, I'm all set.
Okay. All right, then. So public comment would be next. The only appointment we have tonight is at 6:30, so we have plenty of time. So public comment, is there anybody here who would like to say anything this evening? I'm gonna say that's a no. And I think Pam is here too now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
And Betsy is signing in.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah. So one last time, is there anybody for public comment?
This is Betsy. I'd like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Could you let me know, please, when the item on the guidelines for the revolving fund is expected to be addressed during the meeting tonight?
It's listed under other business. Select board members, is that something we're going to discuss tonight, or is that going to be held until after ATM?
I'm guessing that we don't want to go till almost 10 o'clock again this week.
Correct.
Maybe we could put it on the next week's.
My recommendation would be to hold on that because we do really have to get the articles, you know, Article 3 and the warrant is the word I'm looking for, wrapped up tonight. So I'm really looking to table quite a few items, that being one of them. And we have quite a few other miscellaneous items. We have to talk about other business. So I'm considering putting that off until the meeting right after ATM.
Works for me.
I'm Brian? Good. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Betsy. So, Hilma, will you add that to the agenda for our first meeting, keeping in mind we take that next week off? So, I don't have a calendar in front of me. I apologize.
It would be May 18th.
Okay. So, can you put that on the agenda and please notify the Board of Health and let them know that that'll be happening? All right. Great. Is there anybody else for public comment? I don't think anybody else joined in.
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So we have the minutes to review. We have the meeting minutes for April 20th, 2021. Did you see one already? As I looked at the again, I'm like, oh yeah, I had that circled for a reason because the date's wrong. So Gloria, you want to get started?
Sure. We've taken care of the date. Yeah. Emma is like a fortune teller or something. It's awesome. And under the Hallmont regionalization team paragraph, the sentence, the last sentence, it starts off secondly. I just wanted to add the word the, secondly, at the school committee level. Mm-hmm. And then there must be at least one member from each town voting in favor of the motion. I think maybe Brian might, or Robert, you guys might know this one, but under the building maintenance, the community hall installation, I'm not sure about the word lower walls, but I could be wrong. So
I'm not I'll pass. That's correct.
Okay. COVID-19 concerns. Nope. Let's see. ATM discussion with moderator. The last sentence. All numbers to be voted will be put in bold. And I didn't know if we wanted to mention that Eric had discussed asking to put the changes to a vote before town meeting or not. Under FY22 budget review, second paragraph, I just wanted to add to the very last sentence, the town should get an estimate from Franklin County Tech School for the amount they would charge to do the work of, and just add, of installing the Cat6 cables. Because it doesn't really say.
Gloria, where is that?
It's on the first page near the bottom. It is the second paragraph under budget review, the one that starts off with Finance Committee. And I just thought adding it on the last, very last sentence, just the words of installing the Cat6 cable, so we know what we're getting an estimate for.
Okay.
And then under the next paragraph, municipal light board stipends, the finance committee stated that they had voted by majority to not fund these stipends, to add the word the. Under salary town clerk, I just wanted to add to the end of that, and that this corresponds with the salary grade levels previously established by the select board. I didn't want anyone to think it was random. Under annual town report, town coordinator's report.
Yeah.
Yes, I did notice this. You're funny. That made me laugh. So take out that sentence. And that's all I have, which is probably more than enough.
Thanks, Gloria. Brian, do you have anything? Neither do I, so we can have a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes of April 20th as amended.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Aye.
Robin, aye. Great, thank you. So the next on our agenda is kind of our own opportunity to talk a little bit as we're waiting for the Finance Committee just to review special projects, the budget, ATM warrants. So we can do that. We have a bunch of documents. And I think to talk about special projects, we were going to be going back to the estimate sheet that we received from the Facilities Committee. We have some items that are on there. We have updated budget and we have updated a warrant to review in Finance Committee. I wanted just to let you guys know, and I'll let Finance Committee know, the very last Article 3 that you received from HELMA is kind of, I was looking again one last time for I don't know how many millions of time I've looked at it and trying to figure out a good way, if we could even make it clearer to people about some of the changes. And so that I'm sorry for the lateness of that last change, but it was a couple ideas hopped in my head really last minute, and I kind of threw them out there, put them together, sent them to HELMA, and that's kind of the result of her change, her last-minute changes and my last-minute changes. So when we get to going through that with Finance Committee, I'll kind of explain some of the reasons I made some of the changes I did. I think it makes it a little bit clearer, easier to read. And I really tried to work on those miscellaneous notes. So you'll see a lot of note changes that we need to review. And I'm not saying that everything is the end-all, be-all, but I tried to make things as clear as possible. So to try to decrease some of the questions that we might have. So I'd like to start with special projects. I do see that Finance Committee is hopping in as well right now. I see we have, looks like almost everybody hopping in. Ken, I see Ned, I see Will, I see Ann. Is Alice here too?
Alice was not there when we decided to join you, and she had not sent an email before 6.
Okay. So we're going to start, the select board's just going to kind of start talking through all these special projects that we had to talk about and see if we can come up with a list, a suggested list, that we can have further conversation about. I think we put a placeholder of, we put a placeholder of 15,000 for special projects based on the number we used the last time that we funded it. And we completed some projects. We haven't completed all of those projects. We needed to use some of the money for other projects and discount some of the ones that were on the table. And we know we have, the first one I wanted to just kind of comment on is we know we have to do something with the salt shed. And so we have this truss repair issue. And Brian, I had a couple questions, follow-up questions from the truss company in regards to the photo, the picture that you sent me.
Yeah.
Are we looking to just replace, how many trusses do we need to replace with that
one
style? Just the one.
Yeah.
And does it have to go in as a one piece?
No, it could be a two piece. You couldn't get it in as a one piece.
Right, unless we start removing. So, okay. All right. So I think that we're going to be somewhere in the $500 mark for material, I'm going to guess. And I think labor is really dependent on who's going to do the work. If we have to bring in you know, like, not that it would be my company, because I would not be doing that, but if I had to bring in somebody like my company, you know, it's definitely a two, if not a three-man project, and that could bring you up somewhere around a couple $1,000s a day. It's definitely a day's worth of work. And then we've got some, you know, probably, I think at a minimum, we got to put 2,500 in, but to be safe, I'd bump it up.
So 3,000?
I think so, yeah. To be safe. And my guess, and that would be prevailing wage rate. Like I'm saying, if somebody were coming in, like my company, where you had to, they'd have to pay prevailing wage, but we'd obviously try to have somebody do that from in town, which would help.
All right, Carson, so, probably do that.
Well, hold on. Wait, what was that, Brian?
Carson would be capable of doing that.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely need a helper or two.
Yes.
But yeah. I see, Will, do you have a question in regards to that truss replacement?
Yes, I do. It's actually ancillary to that. You know that one of the vertical posts is badly cracked. Are we looking at either sistering or doing something about that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I would guess that that could be done in the same amount of time, and that's why I said we have a little miscellaneous material in there. So I think the 3,000 is sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Brian, I'm going to let you kind of start and go through some of the special projects you were thinking of for next year.
I'm just trying to get to the file here. So we only have $15,000 appropriated for special projects. So I was wondering if, you know, we have a longer term discussion on special projects, because there's quite a list of them, and that perhaps at a special town meeting, we appropriate an amount of money, which would be larger than the $15,000, you know, provided the budget permits to do some of them.
So I just want to refresh everybody's memory.
If it's any help at all, after we do the doors in Sawyer Hall, we'll have $4,250 left. So that bumps us up if we do 15,000 to almost 20.
But Gloria, there's already money appropriated from 2 years ago to work on Sawyer Hall doors.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the special projects money? If you look on Fundos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm just saying. I added all the special projects together and subtracted what we'd spent. We have appropriated $1,900 for Sawyer Hall doors.
Yep.
But as that's a Fund 03, we can use what's in there for special projects, as Dave said, which is what we did for the Three Ledges Road.
Right, so we need all of that line item for the doors, plus some of the other line item, right?
Yeah, and since I asked Dave a while ago if we could lump that all together into one fund called Special Projects and spend it outside of what those individual projects were, mm-hmm. because he said yes, because we voted on it as $15,000.
Yep.
Special projects, which is why we could spend the money on Three Ledges Road. So I'm just saying that after we get the doors done, if they're 2,600, we'll have 4,250 left.
So what did you include in special project when you were, we've got the double door line item, the cement step repair, the basement repair, the valve issue.
I basically took what it says we have left and subtracted the doors from the expense report.
Yeah, what was remedy inspection items? What's that?
For community hall, there was things like Oh, that was like the fire escape. Well, I'm not sure what it's called, but the stairs from the stage down to the ground.
Yeah.
That was one of the inspection items that got remedied.
Yeah. Did you include, what else did you include when you added? I'm just trying to figure out where you got the 4,000 left.
I'm trying to go to the expense reports.
Yeah.
I went to the expense reports and just looked at that total and took out the 2,600. So let me see. Let's see. Fund 03 special projects. We got the 1,900 for Sawyer Hall double doors. We have the community hall cement step repair for 500.
Yep.
We have the valve issue for $3,600.
Yep.
And we had the remedy inspection items from community hall. And that totaled $1,850.15. And then I subtracted from that the $2,600.
Okay. So we know the truss repair is more than covered in what we have left.
Yes. Yes, if it's less than 4,000, yes it is.
And then we probably have a little bit left there for the hardware, some of the hardware that we need for, well, we were going to do the whole door, both the doors and the hardware for community hall as well. That's one item we wanted to do.
The hardware, right? Not the. Are we going to replace the doors or just the hardware?
All of it. Right, Brian? We got to do the doors and everything at community hall.
Yes.
And you got a price for that, right, Robin?
Hilma has a price for the doors. Hilma, do you remember what Carson's price is for the doors?
I don't have a clue.
And then we have the 260 something dollars, let's say 300 for, I can't remember how much it is, for fixing the sign.
How much
outside of Sawyer Hall?
Yeah, but I think we have money in one of this year's accounts to take care of that.
In maintenance and utilities, perhaps? I don't know.
Yeah. Or something else.
Well, we could actually probably, well, I'm not sure what maintenance entails or what we could actually legally use it for, but community hall maintenance and utilities has quite a bit of money left. Well, they have,
correct,
as of the latest report, $6,900.
Yeah.
Sawyer Hall has a negative balance for some reason. Oh, no, that's the internet. Never mind. Anyway. So there are different little pots of money that we could maybe use if we needed to.
All right, so how much is the sign? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. How much is the sign?
It was in the mail.
$285.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yep, 200, it's in my report, $285.
Okay, that's where it was, okay.
To replace the broken parts and to reinstall it in a different location.
And I think we have to do community hall doors. That has to be on the list.
No, I agree, because they're not very secure.
I'm pretty sure Carson gave us a quote on that too.
Yeah, he did. So if somebody could look that up, that would be great. And then we should put another 2,000 on top of it for hardware.
I have, Helma, I have the list the interim report from the facilities committee, but I'm not finding the list that with the estimates that Will Emmett and somebody else came up with for the.
It's in the mail from last. It's in the mail from last week.
Last week, okay.
Yep.
And then the building use committee came up with a bunch of stuff.
Well, $15,000 isn't going to really put a dent in any of this. I'll just throw that out there.
Yes. That's why I suggested maybe we want to look at this in more detail and come up with a budget, you know, a priority and a budget for this and do this at a special town meeting.
So we have all the select board members, and it is 6 o'clock. So we will go ahead and start this meeting. I will call to order the April 27th, 2021 virtual meeting of the Town of Heath Select Board. The meeting is being recorded, and we will start with roll call, identification of callers, myself, Robin Provost Carlson. I'm here. We have Gloria.
I'm here.
Ryan.
Here.
Hilma.
I'm here.
Sue Lively is here.
Pat McGinn and here in recording.
Yep, Pat's here. And I'm thinking, is Tom's iPad, is that Tom Lively? Maybe.
No.
Who is Tom's iPad? I'm asking to unmute. Sue, are you, you're muted too. Are you, are you there?
I'm here. This is what's
on. Wow, a lot of echo.
Take that out of here and turn it off.
Is that too much echo? All right, we're going to have to start. I'm getting feedback.
It's probably from us.
Okay. Is Tom there on his iPad?
No. We're trying to turn it off.
I love the computer world. Some of you people like help there with your broadband.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one that's on.
Hi. We're trying to set up a new we're trying to set up a new computer, and it's
all right,
sorry about
all right.
that, but it's off
it's okay.
now.
It's okay. But I'm still getting feedback. It happened when Sue unmuted. Sue, mute yourself, please. Am I getting feedback now? No, that's perfect.
No.
Okay, and let's see. Oh, and Doug Mason is just signing in as well right now. So let's see, we have a review of the agenda. Gloria, any agenda items for tonight?
No.
Brian?
I don't have anything to add.
Hilma?
Let's see. Oh, yes. Wait, no, I take that back. No, I'm all set.
Okay. All right, then. So public comment would be next. The only appointment we have tonight is at 6:30, so we have plenty of time. So public comment, is there anybody here who would like to say anything this evening? I'm going to say that's a no. Oh, and I think Pam is here too now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
And Betsy is signing in.
Yes, I'm
here. All right. Yeah, so one last time, is there anybody for public comment?
This is Betsy. I'd like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Could you let me know, please, when the item on the guidelines for the revolving fund is expected to be addressed during the meeting tonight?
It's listed under other business. Select board members, is that something we're going to discuss tonight, or is that going to be held until after ATM? I'm guessing
that we don't want to go till almost 10 o'clock again this week.
Correct.
Maybe we could put it on the next week's.
My recommendation would be to hold on that because we do really have to get the articles, you know, Article 3 and the warrant is the word I'm looking for, wrapped up tonight. So I'm really looking to table quite a few items, that being one of them. And we have quite a few other, just other miscellaneous items we have to talk about, other business. So I'm considering putting that off until the meeting right after ATM.
Works for me.
I'm Brian? Good. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Betsy. So, Hilma, will you add that to the agenda for our first meeting, keeping in mind we take that next week off? So I don't have a calendar in front of me. I apologize.
It would be May 18th.
Okay. So can you put that on the agenda and please notify the Board of Health and let them know that that'll be happening. All right, great. Is there anybody else for public comment? I don't think anybody else joined in.
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have the minutes to review. We have the meeting minutes for April 20th, 2021. Did you see one already? As I looked at the again, I'm like, oh yeah, I had that circled for a reason because the date's wrong. So Gloria, you want to get started?
Sure. We've taken care of the date. Yes. Emma is like a fortune teller or something. It's awesome. And under the Hallamont regionalization team paragraph, the last sentence that starts off secondly, I just wanted to add the word the secondly at the school committee level. Mm-hmm. And then there must be at least one member from each town voting in favor of the motion. I think maybe Brian might, or Robert, you guys might know this one, but under the building maintenance, the community hall insulation, I'm not sure about the word lower walls, but I could be wrong, so I'll pass.
That's correct.
Okay. COVID-19 concerns? Nope, let's see. ATM discussion with moderator. The last sentence, all numbers to be voted will be put in bold. And I didn't know if we wanted to mention that Eric had discussed asking to put the changes to a vote before town meeting or not. Under FY22 budget review, second paragraph, I just wanted to add to the very last sentence, the town should get an estimate from Franklin County Tech School for the amount they would charge to do the work of, and just add, of installing the Cat 6 cables. Because it doesn't really say.
Gloria, where is that?
It's on the first page near the bottom. It is the second paragraph under budget review, the one that starts off with Finance Committee. And I just thought adding it on the last, very last sentence, just the words of installing the Cat 6 cable, so we know what we're getting an estimate for.
Okay.
And then under the next paragraph, Municipal Light Board, stipends, the Finance Committee stated that they had voted by majority to not fund these stipends, to have the word the. Under salary town clerk, I just wanted to add to the end of that, and that this corresponds with the salary grade levels previously established by the select board. I didn't want anyone to think it was random. Under annual town report, town coordinator's report.
Yeah.
Yes, I did notice this. You're funny. That made me laugh. So take out that sentence. And that's all I have, which is probably more than enough.
Thanks, Gloria. Brian, do you have anything?
Else.
Neither do I, so we can have a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes of April 20th as amended.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria,
aye.
Robin, aye. Great, thank you. So the next on our agenda is kind of our own opportunity to talk a little bit as we're waiting for the Finance Committee, just to review special projects, the budget, ATM warrants. So we can do that. We have a bunch of documents. And I think to talk about special projects, we were going to be going back to the estimate sheet that we received from the Facilities Committee. We have some items that are on there. We have updated budget, and we have updated a warrant to review in Finance Committee. I wanted just to let you guys know, and I'll let Finance Committee know, the very last Article 3 that you received from HELMA is kind of, I was looking again one last time for I don't know how many millions of time I've looked at it and trying to figure out a good way, if we could even make it more clearer to people about some of the changes. And so that I'm sorry for the lateness of that last change, but it was a couple ideas hopped in my head really last minute, and I kind of threw them out there, put them together, sent them to HELMA, and that's kind of the result of her change, her last-minute changes and my last-minute changes. So when we get to going through that with Finance Committee, I'll kind of explain some of the reasons I made some of the changes I did. I think it makes it a little bit clearer, easier to read. And I really tried to work on those miscellaneous notes. So you'll see a lot of note changes that we need to review. And I'm not saying that everything is the end-all, be-all, but I tried to make things as clear as possible. So to try to decrease some of the questions that we might have. So I'd like to start with special projects. I do see that Finance Committee is hopping in as well right now. I see we have, looks like almost everybody hopping in. Ken, I see Ned, I see Will, I see Ann. Is Alice here too?
Alice was not there when we decided to join you, and she had not sent an email before six.
Okay. So we're going to start, the select board's just going to kind of start talking through all these special projects that we had to talk about and see if we can come up with a list, a suggested list, that we can have further conversation about. I think we put a placeholder of, we put a placeholder of 15,000 for special projects based on the number we used the last time that we funded it. And we completed some projects. We haven't completed all of those projects. We needed to use some of the money for other projects and discount some of the ones that were on the table. And we know we have, the first one I wanted to just kind of comment on is we know we have to do something with the salt shed. And so we have this truss repair issue. And Brian, I had a couple questions, follow-up questions from the truss company in regards to the picture that you sent me.
Yeah.
Are we looking to just replace, how many trusses do we need to replace with that one. Style? Just the one.
Yeah.
And does it have to go in as a one piece?
No, it could be a two piece. You couldn't get it in as a one piece.
Right, unless we start removing. So, okay. All right. So I think that we're going to be somewhere in the $500 mark for material, I'm going to guess. And I think labor is really dependent on who's going to do the work. If we have to bring in, not that it would be my company, because I would not be doing that, but if I had to bring in somebody like my company, it's definitely a two, if not a three-man project, and that could bring you up somewhere around a couple $1,000s a day. It's definitely a day's worth of work. And then we've got some, probably, I think at a minimum, we got to put $2,500 in, but to be safe, I'd bump it up.
So 3,000?
I think so, yeah. To be safe. And my guess, and that would be prevailing wage rate, like I'm saying, if somebody were coming in, like my company, where you had to, they'd have to pay prevailing wage, but we'd obviously try to have somebody do that from in town, which would help.
All right, Carson, so, probably do that.
Well, hold on. Wait, what was that, Brian?
Carson would be capable of doing that.
Yeah, yeah. He'd definitely need a helper or two.
Yes.
But, yeah. I see, Will, do you have a question in regards to that truss replacement?
Yes, I do. It's actually ancillary to that. You know that one of the vertical posts is badly cracked. Are we looking at either sistering or doing something about that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I would guess that could be done in the same amount of time, and that's why I said we have a little miscellaneous material in there. So I think the 3,000 is sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Brian, I'm going to let you kind of start and go through some of the special projects you were thinking of for next year.
I'm just trying to get to the file here. So we only have $15,000 appropriated for special projects. So I was wondering if, we have a longer term discussion on special projects, because there's quite a list of them, and that perhaps at a special town meeting we appropriate an amount of money which would be larger than the $15,000, provided the budget permits to do some of them.
So I just want to refresh everybody's memory.
If it's any help at all, after we do the doors in Sawyer Hall, we'll have $4,250 left. So that bumps us up if we do 15,000 to almost 20.
Moment. But Gloria, there's already money appropriated from 2 years ago to work on Sawyer Hall doors.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the special projects money? If you look on Fund O.
Yeah,
you know what I'm just saying. I added all the special projects together and subtracted what we'd spent. We have appropriated $1,900 for Sawyer Hall doors.
Yep.
But as that's a Fund 03, we can use what's in there for special projects, as Dave said, which is what we did for the Three Ledges Road.
Right, so we need all of that line item for the for the doors plus some of the other line item, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I asked Dave a while ago if we could lump that all together into one fund called Special Projects and spend it outside of what those individual projects were, because, and he said yes, because we voted on it as $15,000 for special projects, which is why we could spend the money on Three Wedges Road. So I'm just saying that after we get the doors done, if they're $2,600, we'll have $4,250 left.
So what did you include in special projects when you were... We've got the double door line item, the cement step repair, the basement repair, the valve issue.
I basically took what it says we have left and subtracted the doors from the expense report.
Yeah, what was remedy inspection items? What's that?
For community hall, there was things like... Oh, that was like the fire escape. Well, I'm not sure what it's called, but the stairs from the stage down to the ground.
Yeah.
That was one of the inspection items that got remedied.
Yeah. What else did you include when you added? I'm just trying to figure out where you got the 4,000 left.
I'm trying to go to the expense reports.
Yeah.
I went to the expense reports and just took out looked at that total and took out the 2,600. So let me see. Let's see. Fund 03 special projects. Oh, I just, let's see. We got the 1,900 for Sawyer Hall double doors. We have this the community hall cement step repair for 500.
Yep.
We have the valve issue for $3,600.
Yeah.
And we had the remedy inspection items from community hall. And that totaled $1,850.15. And then I subtracted from that the $2,600.
Yeah. Okay. So we know the truss repair is more than covered in what we have left.
Yes. Yes, if it's less than 4,000, yes, it is.
And then we probably have a little bit left there for the hardware, some of the hardware that we need for, well, we were going to do the whole door, both the doors and the hardware for community hall as well. That's one item we wanted to do.
The hardware, right? Not the, are we going to replace the doors or just the hardware?
All of it. Right, Brian? We had to do the doors and everything at community hall.
Yes.
And you got a price for that, right, Robin?
Hilma has a price for the doors. Hilma, do you remember what Carson's price is for the doors?
I don't have a clue.
And then we have the 260-something dollars, let's say 300 for, is it, I can't remember how much it is, for fixing the sign.
How much
Sawyer Hall?
Yeah, but I think we have money in one of this year's accounts to take care of that.
In maintenance and utilities, perhaps? I don't know.
Yeah. Or something else.
Well, we could actually probably, well, I'm not sure what maintenance entails or what we could actually legally use it for, but community hall maintenance and utilities has quite a bit of money left. Well, they have,
correct,
as of the latest report, $6,900.
Yeah.
Sawyer Hall has a negative balance for some reason. Oh, no, that's the internet. Never mind. Anyway. So there are different little pots of money that we could maybe use if we needed to.
All right. So how much is the sign? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. How much is the sign?
It was in the mail or
200
something.
285.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yep. 200, it's in my report, $285.
Okay, that's where it was, okay.
To replace the broken parts and to reinstall it in a different location.
And I think we have to do community hall doors. That has to be on the list.
No, I agree, because... They're not very secure.
I'm pretty sure Carson gave us a quote on that too.
Yeah, he did. So if somebody could look that up, that would be great. And then we should put another $2,000 on top of it for hardware.
I have, Helma, I have the list, the interim report from the facilities committee, but I'm not finding the list that with the estimates that Will Emmett and somebody else came up with for the
it's in the mail from last mail from last week.
Last week, okay.
Yep.
And then the building use committee came up with a bunch of stuff.
Well, $15,000 isn't going to really put a dent in any of this. I'll just throw that out there.
Yes. That's why I suggested maybe we want to look at this in more detail and come up with a budget, you know, priority and a budget for this and do this at a special town meeting.
Can we appropriate money at a special town meeting that would be added to the tax rate? I'm not clear on that.
I believe we do.
You can if the tax rate has not been set.
So, and also we have other sources. We may have other sources of funding that we haven't fully realized yet.
Well, I guess I'm nervous about having a special town meeting where it might include tens of thousands of dollars, but.
Yeah. Well, I think perhaps you also need to look at the timing of it. If we wait till a special town meeting and, you know, theoretically it's like, when is it going to be held? Obviously later in the construction season. Some of these items, like for example, the leak and sagging gutter on the north wall of the community hall, you know, in my opinion, it's high priority given that we just spent $14,000 for blown in insulation. We don't need it getting wet. It seems like that can't wait till October, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, but we do have we have 15,000 of special project in special projects that we could put that under that, but I don't know how much, you know, we have to figure out that 15,000 is not going to cover anywhere near all of these projects.
Do we need to do every single one of those projects in the next 12 months?
Well, that's no. Up for discussion, I guess.
I mean, I think we need to figure out what absolutely positively has to be done and then try to make a plan for everything else because, this is taxpayer money we're talking about, and it makes me a little bit nervous.
That's working right now.
So,
I don't think they can see me, but they can.
If we're talking about the leak in the north wall, that's
leaks
down here. That's down leaks here is $1,200.
Yeah.
any kind of water problem is a priority item.
So we should add that to the special projects list. Yes, is that true?
Yes.
What else is on this list?
Well, number one, the installing the emergency exit sign, second floor town hall. That's a fire inspector issue.
Yeah, it is. And don't we have one, or is it just not working?
It's just a cardboard one. It needs to be a lighted.
Oh, okay.
A battery backup kind of thing.
Okay.
Will,
so that's down here for 600.
Yeah. Will, go ahead. Yeah, I see he's got his hand up. Go ahead, Will. You have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that maybe you want to prioritize. Obviously, the leak is a big one right there, just from the expense of money we've already spent on community hall. But you have to. I would put life safety issues at the top. And the one example would be that exit sign, which, by the way, includes a light on the outside.
The 600 probably isn't enough for that.
No, he quoted for both.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yes.
How about at the highway garage, the exhaust ports and the door? That sounds kind of like it would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We don't have a price for that yet, but we can get one.
Well, why don't we stay on Sawyer Hall and see what, let's see.
You also have a safety issue with the one fire station item, I believe.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's a rat's nest.
All right, let's include that one. If we go back to Sawyer Hall, the exit access from the fire escape is something that's required. $833. Well, estimate two is $4,200. That seems more like it.
I would hope that when we do this stuff, we get, you know, like written quotes. I mean, I know we don't have to, but there are some people on this list I know charge more than others. So I think we should get a variety of costs.
Yeah.
So that item, Brian, that exit access from the fire escape, that's over on the Gruen side? Coming out to where? Well, where does that come out to?
It doesn't come out anywhere. It comes out in their yard.
It's out to the library book drop is where it comes out to.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't go through. I mean, you can't watch.
No, I know. I know. That's the issue.
Yeah. I guess that's something that nobody's going to die if that's not fixed right now. I mean, somebody could walk into the Gruen's yard and that's, you know, they'd be safe. So maybe that's something we need to find another, you know, to find another source for. like the back, you know, the rear step at the at Sawyer Hall too is a problem where the I don't know if it's a precast set of stairs that has sunk about 2 inches, which is a tripping hazard. But that's an $8,000 repair according to this estimate.
Well, that's because I assume that's second ramp from rear exit to Ledges Road. So that's got to be, I mean, there's not even a walkway. So, okay, during the summer, it's okay. But in the winter, you're in trouble. I mean, the whole egress, access, that whole piece to Sawyer Hall, I think, has to be looked at, and it's a much larger project. I mean, I think a lot of those things roll into it, but at the very least, the tripper at the top of the step should be dealt with.
Yeah, I agree. My idea for this would be to wrap it all into a CDBG grant application to replace the ramp in the front of the building, you know, to do something about the catch basin at the bottom of the ramp, which makes the ramp inaccessible, basically, and to do something about that rear exit. Fixing the step in the back, I don't know if we could jack that thing up, you know, and grout under it or something, but that might be something that would get us by until we can replace the whole thing. Or just test it out and put in, you know, like a metal stair or something in there for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would put that rear stair and ramp as a CDBG app project, except for the temporary repair.
Hey, Brian, you said that was a precast step?
I think, I'm not positive. It looks like, I don't know why it would have been cast that way if it wasn't, but.
I think it's precast.
I was wondering if it, I was wondering if the backhoe could lift that and put some crushed stone back underneath there and then reset it.
Yeah, or some grout, something. Yeah, I agree. I think that might do the trick.
So we can look at that.
Yeah.
So right now for Sawyer Hall, we're going to include number one. For Community Hall, we're going to include number eight. For the salt shed, we're going to include number 10. For the highway garage, we're going to include number 11. We're going to have to put something in there for that. Fire station is 13. And EOC, water for washing, shower, eye wash.
Yeah, that's a big project.
Yeah, it is. And then Jacobs Road.
We could get an eyewash station for there.
Yeah, I would think that they could get that under, I don't know that that's a special project, though, is it?
No, it's more like equipment. It's safety equipment.
So if we add those up, where are we at? So we've got,
I have a total.
Of those ones, using
But we don't have a price for community hall doors, and we're not sure if we're going to take it out of maintenance utilities anyway, right?
Yeah. So where were you with just number 1, 8, 10, and were those? Well, we don't have 11. But
for the truss repair, the sign outside Sawyer Hall, for the leak in community hall, for the emergency light in Sawyer Hall, for the degraded electrical at the fire department, that comes out to $8,535. What's missing from this list is the exhaust ports at the highway department and the temporary repair of Sawyer Hall stairs.
Well, we probably should put $500 in at least for a temporary repair at Sawyer Hall steps. If we're going to try to get the highway crew to do it, we should at least put a little bit in there for some materials and stuff.
All right,
so that brings us to $9,035. I have no idea how much exhaust ports at the highway department,
Well, we're going to use, I think that quote from Carson was somewhere around $2,000 or
$2,500 at least. For community hall doors?
Yeah, and you at least have a couple thousand dollars worth of hardware. I mean, that replacing those doors and the hardware is probably around $5,000.
All right, I'll just stick that in there. So that brings us to $14,035. And then we still have $4,000 left.
So are we putting $5,000 on the community hall doors?
Yeah.
I don't think Carson's quote was that much, but
well, that includes the hardware, right, Robin?
I think it was around 20.
Yeah, but he didn't have hardware at the doors. He didn't have any of the commercial hardware for the doors. No closers, no crash bars, no nothing. I don't think. There's no way he could have for the price.
Yeah, that would drive it up.
Yeah. Well, outfitting two doors at Sawyer Hall is $2,600, but that's with an Astrogo. We don't need the Astrogos over there. So, I mean, it's at least a couple thousand.
Yep.
So that's where I came up with the five to be safe. And so we have another, what, 5,000 left with what's remaining from last year or year?
Yeah, with this 14 that we just spent and the 4,250, yeah, we have like $5,000 left. Because that account does roll over.
So let me ask this question. I know that this is a, people have difference of opinions on this, but these are all one-time repairs. These are, and we've discussed, yes, we have special projects in Article 3. We've always had it there. And the general consensus is that we want to keep it there. So, but yet certain projects we take from free cash or we try to appropriate. So in the warrant, we've got the wiring, the Cat 6 wire cabling, that we're either going to, should we have that remaining amount that's in special projects for that?
We
talked about putting in special projects last week, but
we could do that. I spoke with Alec Gilson from the tech school, and he didn't see the need for Cat 6 wiring. He said the whole of Smith College is wired with Cat 5. Unless you had a compelling need for doing that, it doesn't seem worth spending the money.
Okay.
Well, my understanding is a little different. Maybe Jan or Ned could explain it because they're on the advisory committee for the MLP. I thought it had something to do with making the most of the broadband, the fiber optic broadband, that if we wanted it
I think that's true. That's true, mm-hmm. but are you ever going to have a user that's going to need that kind of capacity? And if you did, it certainly would be worth raising the money to do that. But, you know, if we don't have anybody on the horizon who would need that kind of capability at the moment. So I would think we just want to hold off on that and not spend the money. The 7,000 that was in the warrant article, I don't think doesn't represent what Northeast IT had estimated, but, you know, there's probably more in line with what the tech school would be able to do it for. He said they definitely would be interested, but he didn't see the need of it.
So Robin, can we ask Jan or Ned, because they know more about this than I do anyway, and probably most of us?
Sure. If Ned, do you have something you'd like?
I've heard repeated things that I said. I've heard confirmations sort of things that I've said. I guess what I haven't heard is the possibility that while there may not be anyone on the horizon now interested in that by having an ad which says that the building has Cat 6, there could be more interest. But I don't have evidence to back that up. Now my hunch comes from thinking that some group that might want to ramp would find that extra speed appealing. But I can't.
My point is that if that came to be, that could be provided. And I would just wait. It seems like a lot of money to spend, you know, on speculation.
Mm-hmm.
And the tech school certainly would be the lowest cost option. And I would still pursue getting a price for that. You know, I think Robin's suggestion of just putting that under special projects might be a good one as a placeholder.
I know that the cabling was upgraded to Cat 6 after meeting with the Westfield engineers. So I don't know what happens to that short length of Cat 6 that was installed at the school. If it's taken away the hotspot money. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry, Jan. The difference is how much faster the internet is at 18 Jacobs Road right now compared to when they put the hotspot in. And once it gets fiber, it's going to be even faster. And they're supposedly going to remove the hotspot in their temporary cabling the end of June. So it'll go back to however slow it was before.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not going to be slow. It's going to have 100 meg fiber cable, so like everybody else is going to have.
But because it doesn't have the Cat 6, it won't be used to its full potential.
Do you think, does Smith College operate like a first class school?
Yes.
I think they do. If they don't feel they need Cat 6 wiring, then I don't think 18's Jacobs Roads needs it now either. And certainly if you had a potential of some kind of high tech company that needed something like that, then it would be, that could easily be done. And the drops are in all of the spaces. It's not that hard to do it, but I would at least wait for a price from the tech school.
Was this something that Northeast IT originally brought up? Who was the first to bring it up?
Northeast IT, I believe.
In their report?
That's correct, yeah. Jan.
Okay.
They brought it up, and their point was, and this was before they had a contract with the town, Their point was, once broadband goes in, that the internet speed is going to get bogged down at the, like, the server, and because the Cat 5 cable that's in there now cannot conduct the full speed of broadband.
But just because it can't do the full speed, does that mean it's going to be worse than what it was prior to broadband? I can't imagine that.
I have no idea. That is to be determined, I think.
Will on our committee has pointed out that a great many people use Wi-Fi and are fine with that. And there's no question that in the school building, Wi-Fi would be very fast, plenty fast.
So my recommendation is that, like I said, we have this extra money that's going to be in special projects. And I guess if we can see what's going to happen, then we'll know if we're going to need it. Just like we have to do with a lot of things. We have had money in special projects that has rode for 2 years without having anything done. So having it as a placeholder is a placeholder that would allow us to do it if the need arose. But if it did not, then we could use it for another special project and then eliminate the warrant article. Throwing it out there. Brian?
I agree. I would just leave it in the special projects for now.
Gloria?
Yeah, we're going to add 7,000 to the 14. Is that what we're planning, or are we going to add just like another 3,000 since we already have some left?
How much did we have left, Gloria?
$4,250.15.
Why don't we just leave it at that and see what the tech school comes up with?
Right. We'll have the 4,000 plus the 15,000 that we have in Article 3 now that we've. Yeah. The 7,000 is just a placeholder on the warrant because we didn't have a number back. So we don't really know. Hopefully it's less than that. Ooh, all right. So, Hilma, do you need the list of the projects we're including, or did you get those all?
If you want to go over them one more time, but the important thing is it's special project stays at $15,000.
Right. Do we have to have it broken down in the budget? I don't remember it ever being broken down like.
No, okay. You do all not.
Right. No, but people will ask what it's for, so then we'll be able to tell them, that's all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But no, it's not broken down, which is why we can go over or under on something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Special projects is set, unless anybody else has any comments, either from Select Board or Finance Committee.
Not me.
Great. Okay, next we'll go right into the budget, Article 3. So Finance Committee, I started, I don't know that you all heard this, you were kind of filing in at the time I was saying this, but late this afternoon, Hilma sent out yet another rendition of Article 3. And the reason that came late was that I just kept looking at it today and some ideas hopped into my mind on the format part of it, just to try to make it a little bit clearer in presentation. So I made some last minute changes. Hilma had some last minute number changes. She tried to pull that all together and get that out so we could discuss it really quickly. My presentation changes should be somewhat evident, but I tried to, you know, create an actual column for miscellaneous notes. I tried to add to notes to make them clearer and catch some of the changes that might be questioned by people at the meeting. And you'll see that in the presentation of the condensed line items, I took, Hilma had set up, like, I'm going to use the select board line item for an example. She had select board stipends with no number in 21 and then the proposed 22 of 3,500. And then she has the member and the chair broken down and italicized underneath. The presentation that we had before this afternoon of items like line item number 4, office supplies and printing, was a little bit different. And this is where I made the changes. I tried to make it a little clearer as to how we got that the extension number of FY22. So instead of having the 1,700 in FY22, which then jumped to 3,900, I added another line, and I dropped down all of the items that were included in that presented 22 number. So it is easier to say to people that line item number 4, office supplies and printing, is a total of $3,900, which is what people would be voting on. And that includes, for transparency, the office supplies of $1,700, the town report printing of $1,200, and the town building copier of $1,000. So I think that this makes it jump out a little bit clearer to people. It makes it easier for them to see that there's actually the line items underneath the numbered item is what's included. So I'll be honest, I did this really fast this afternoon when it jumped in my head as a way to make this a little bit clearer. And I'm really hoping that I caught them all as I went down through. If people have questions, you know, I'd like to hear them, and if they have other suggestions. And I don't know if everybody had a chance to go through miscellaneous notes. I also, Hilma, I forgot to mention, I caught that at the end, personnel insurance and retirement 109, there were still line numbers for all of the items included in there. So I made that change too. I got rid of all those line item numbers and dropped it down to special projects 110.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, that's what I did. Sorry for the last minuteness of it. I do think it makes it a little bit easier to read. And that's it for me. I think. What else am I forgetting, Hilma, in our presentation? Did you check the highway department, Hilma?
I did check the highway department. Highway line 61, highway materials and supplies. The total should be $86,969.66.
That's what it is, right? And that's what it's on here.
If you've got the latest version.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, we had a little glitch there of a couple of $100 for some reason. Hilma made the change on the assistant assessor line item, Gloria. And I think we had one other one I'm missing. I forgot what it was. The
assistant assessor is still a little bit off. It's off by $20. It should be $16,467.
Oh, yes. Yep.
$23 for whatever reason.
Gloria, I think that was the old figure.
Well, that actually equals exactly 2.06. Robin, when you were saying that, you did a great job. This is really good. This is seriously good, and I love the explanations. It's really clear and easy to read. And I like the fact that you bumped everything down so it's not like the first line, because that was a little That was a little confusing to me. But stuff like, but the italicized numbers don't always add up to the bold numbers under FY22, especially, you know, when there's been an increase, which yeah, I know you know, because it says, you know, includes increase. But I'm just thinking, we have to let everybody know that those numbers don't always add up to the FY22 number, but the explanation is right next to it.
Yeah, so then the next piece was, I don't know if people had a chance to read my little proposal of that I was hoping people could go through over, and that can happen over the next week, my little intro to Article 3 that was sent out in the same email, I think.
Yep.
And so there I tried to, and this was not easy, I will say, just to get it
no,
into words.
It's not.
I tried to address that a little bit in the example of, you know, one of the four examples where I did say, like, in the assessor's line item that there'll be a note, there could be a note included for additional expenses. So, yeah, we're going to have to, and I don't know, are you thinking, Gloria, that we should have something in the miscellaneous notes clearer for those?
No, but I think on, I mean, maybe I misread it, which is extremely possible. I just want to make sure everybody in the audience knows that the numbers that line up under a header don't always, for FY21, don't always add up to the amount that's on the FY22.
Yeah,
and
so like
explanation is there.
Yeah, yes. So like on 13, since it's right there, assessor's expense. So the 15.9 includes the four line items below it, the expense, the software, the mapping, and the consultant expense, plus the note in the miscellaneous notes includes 2,400 increase for online property card conversion. So I'm hoping I put one of those notes on each place that happened, but I might have missed one or two. I'm not saying it that I might not have, because I might have.
No, it looks like you got everything. I mean, as I said, in the time that since I got it till the time we started wasn't very long, so I did look through it. But I do have two other small, well, sort of small, not necessarily small corrections.
Yep.
And that's online. Under line 109, personal insurance and retirement, the first line should just read retirement.
Oh, yes. No, I needed to know what that was. I knew that one. So the 68,242 should just read retirement, right?
Right, right. And it went up to 74,469. So that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
It should just say retirement.
You changed that. I forgot that one, Helma.
And under the education piece, the total of 996,619 for education is not correct. I think that's the total for when we had the wrong number for tech school. The real total is $998,960.52.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, it didn't add. Okay, well, that's coming out anyway.
Right, but I'm just, you know, for those of us who, I don't know, want to know.
Okay, so it's what?
$998,960.52.
And maybe on the notes, miscellaneous notes for special projects, we can see list attached and make a little list.
That sounds like a good idea.
To handle the special projects that we just went over.
Yeah,
so that's not
to the end.
And maybe under preschool support, we should put a note saying what we have from the previous year in the kitty already.
Yeah, because last year a few people got upset because they thought we weren't supporting it. So that would be a really good idea.
Yeah, so we'll put a note there about that. Note amount existing. I think this is going to help.
I think that I like having the explanations right here on Article 3 so people don't have to go back and forth with a different piece of paper, which, you know, people don't always look at.
Right. And I know we have, and then I'm going to open this up to everybody. I just want to get through all of my notes that I had. I know we have recommendations from Finance Committee. We have recommendations to drop line 38. Hold on, please. 38, drop line 38 from 45,000 to 30,000. Gloria, you have a comment on that?
I don't think it's, I think we should leave it at 45 or 40 that we have it at now, right?
45 now on here.
45, okay.
Brian, what are your thoughts?
I'm not sure I would go to 30. I understand the logic from reading Ned's note, but I think having a little extra money in there is not a bad financing strategy, given that you don't know what kind of things could come up over the course of the year.
You have a recommendation? Are you willing to come down from 45 at all?
I could go to 40.
Ned, do you have anything else you want to say on that?
Well, if you've read the attachment, I think you know that the number 30 came from looking at what the costs have been this year and adding 5,000, and actually it's adding more like 6,700 to that. So it's a bit more than last year.
I guess
anybody
we
else
have.
Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
We have to anticipate what the number is going to be on June 30th. You know, in the and
we've already spent as of the warrants of April 19th, which is actually probably through the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
$33,406.
I thought that went into April some, but
well, typically, no. I mean, I could be wrong. Helma, you explain. Yeah, you can explain it.
No, I mean, basically, the last warrant. Yes, it was April 11th when bills were paid, but they were bills that were from March. March charges with the invoice issued the beginning of April. It didn't include April expenses.
Yeah.
So essentially, we still have 3 months left to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
So we assigned 8,000. Yeah, 8,000 to that. I'm thinking that the heating wouldn't be, surely the heating costs won't be as great as the previous 3 months.
That's probably true, I hope.
However, it's been cold.
But the electricity's been staying pretty steady at around 900 or 1,000 bucks a month for some reason.
So what do you think, Robin?
I'm okay with dropping it from the 45. I don't know that I'd drop it all the way to the 30. I think that it's hard. I'm assuming, I mean, we this process, did Finance Committee, did you go through this process with Sawyer Hall and Community Hall as well, or just the Jacobs Road?
Just Jacobs Road, but in adding, 6,700 for a possible increase in heating, the thought occurred to me that there could be an increase in heating for those buildings too.
Yeah, I don't think I'm comfortable going all the way to 30. I would have, if they had come and said 35, I might have agreed to it. However, it sounds like Brian and Gloria, you guys are thinking 40, which I can support as well.
Yeah, I don't want to tax people, to death, but I also want to be realistic, and you never know what we're going to need.
Right, and we are hoping to really start using the commercial kitchen in this next year, which could increase some costs. I know we'll get income back for that, but we still have to have it in the budget. So I think I'm gonna support the 40,000.
Works for me.
I'll second that. Or third that.
Okay. All right. And if it becomes a big issue, we can discuss it further on the floor. But I'd like to make sure that we can move forward with some of the plans that we've really put in place with the Youth and Facilities Committee about getting some of these things up and going and raising money at that location. So, okay. And then were there other recommendations we had to discuss? The Northeast IT piece, I think we've dealt with that, Hilma, have we now, in one of the in line 31? Do we have to revisit that again, or are we set?
At this point, we don't have any information with which to revisit it.
Okay.
I did email Westfield Gas and Electric again today and got a response. The woman that's doing the subscription estimate for the network asked when our town meeting was and said she would get me a figure before town meeting. I gave her town meeting date. I also told her that we post the warrant with the budget this Friday. It would be helpful to have it by then. I don't know if we will. As I explained in an email, the $4,320 was the number of, a single business subscription is $90 a month. If we did it separately, we would have four subscriptions, one to each building, and times 12, and that's the amount that comes out with. That doesn't include even any, I don't know, whatever kind of federal communication fees or anything that we would have to pay, but I just thought that was a starting amount that would be fairly close.
Okay. So maybe we'll have some ability to correct that before Friday, if need be. And then the only other piece in the recommendations was to hold on the replacement of the salt shed, to be able to have further discussion with that, about that. So Select Board, Gloria, what's your thoughts on salt shed?
I think it's a good idea to hold for the moment and to try to do the repair because we just don't have enough information.
Right. And Brian, thoughts?
I guess we need to push forward, but maybe that, I mean, we don't have all the cost information yet. We have the $180,000 for the for supplying and erecting the structure, but that doesn't include site work if we need it, and which we, I think we will. Now, I was also wondering about this stormwater, you know, if we're going to get into issues of the controlling the runoff from the site. Like, if you're building a new building, you have to account for all of the drainage from the roof and from the paved areas. And that often, you know, involves some kind of retention system, either a pond or infiltrators that can be located, you know, under a park, even under a parking lot. But that would add considerable cost if that turns out to be a requirement. It's such a small site too, it's going to be very difficult. But anyway, those are questions we don't have answers to yet.
Right. I think I agree. I think we need to kind of invest time into really studying what we're going to have to do there and talk about design of it more than just getting into construction right off. So those were the recommendations that came to us from Finance Committee and my explanation of some of the changes I made. So now I'll just go around if anybody else has anything, any questions or anything they'd like to add. Gloria, do you have anything more than what you've brought up so far?
No.
Brian, do you have anything?
I don't.
Any other questions?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Ned, anything else from Finance Committee on any of the line items or the presentation?
Well, I commend you for your improvements to the presentation. I think that is a plus. There is, I think, some concern about the being able to match up, you know, line for line. I was thinking of a year from now, how that will be possible, and I expect we will do it. In other words, we'll have the column, the numbers that are on the right now are the ones that are approved at the annual town meeting will be on the left side, and there'd be a fiscal 23 column on the right side. And once again, we would have line by line comparison with percentage increase or decrease. And if you're just coming to the first East Town meeting a year from now, you might comment on how good that presentation was, seeing that line by line comparison. In this transition phase, we lose that, but it could be, you know, the two columns could be added there that would sort of carry along that comparison, even while we're introducing the new way of doing it. So
meaning add those columns back in, is that what you're suggesting?
That's right. It would make it more crowded and in some respects more distracting, but I think there could be a plus in having that familiar ability to compare line by line.
I guess I'd have to know how that would look, or better understand. Are you talking, I'm confused with the column. Are we talking about the percentage column or the, or extending over?
Well, to the immediate right of the left-hand column, you put in what the corresponding numbers are for fiscal 22. In other words, forget about the right-hand column for now, the boldface numbers, and just sort of pretend it's the old days and create what it would look like if we weren't making any change. So to do that in between the two columns that are there now.
Okay, I know what you're saying. So on a, I'm just going to pull one out. So say on number nine, the reserve fund, your reserve fund, you'd have a final FY21 that said 4,500. You'd have a, I don't know what you'd call it, but FY22 of 4,000, and then you'd have an FY22 of 4,000. So you'd repeat that?
Well, and you'd also have a percent increase in there of, what is it, 500 over 1 over 9th of 11-12% decrease. I'm sorry. Yeah, you'd have the percentage increase or decrease. Or.
Well, comments on that? Anybody? And who's doing this?
That will make it my comment. The more columns you put in, the more confused people will be.
And this is Gloria. My comment is, can we focus on fiscal 22 right now and worry about fiscal 23 at another time?
Well, are you saying this fiscal 23, Ned?
No,
or for now?
No, the point I was trying to make is that a year from now, I think we will have the percentage changes.
Okay. Not now.
No.
Okay. All right. I get you. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying about changing it now. So, okay. Are there any other comments then on 22 now, what we have in front of us, for which has to be posted Friday? Anything, Ken?
No, I'm all set.
Will?
Nope, and thank you all for your hard work.
Thank you. Jan, how about you?
Now it looks good.
All right. Did you guys vote on this, Ned?
We haven't voted on it, no.
Are you voting on this separately? Or are you voting on it as part of the warrant? Did you vote on the warrant as a whole?
We've voted on many articles in the warrant. I don't think every article. I think we held off on the one for improvements to the high school because we didn't have any real information on how the funding would be done. We since learned that however that funding's going to be done, it doesn't affect the fiscal 22 budget. Is am I correct in that?
That's correct.
Yep.
We're going to be meeting after this meeting. We're going back to meet as the FinCom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is that when you're voting on these final?
Well, we do have other things to work on.
Well,
yeah, because if you don't vote, we can't put it on the, because we're posting this on Friday, right, Helma?
Yes. It is being posted Friday morning, which means it has to be finalized tomorrow, so the select board has time to sign it.
All right, so select board, are you prepared to vote on Article 3? Knowing that there's one item, we have a couple changes we have to make just in presentation, and then we have to come back just on that IT number.
I'm prepared. Do you want a motion?
Yes, please.
I move that the select board approve Article 3 as amended.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. So, Ned, will you guys please vote on that and let Helma know?
We will, yes.
We don't have to go through it, but please take a look at that intro that got sent to everybody. We do have time to talk about this. We can revisit this for next week. Send any comments, any thoughts. This was just totally trying to put out there something out there as a starting point to start discussion. So just to make it easier, if you want to send comments to Helma, then we can, Helma can kind of work on that a little bit before next. I would like to have, if I'm speaking this and I'm saying this, I'd like to be have it ready so that we're approving it next Tuesday, so I'm not shuffling around right before ATM to get this done. So any comments would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you. And then the last item is the warrant. Well, before finance leaves, so I think at this point we will be removing Article 12, which is the transfer of $7,000 from free cash. That's my fee crash. Free cash to upgrade the internet cable. That's going to come out. And I don't know, were there other ones? So the only other one that we really had to discuss was, well, no, I have two questions. On Article 13 and Article 14, we're voting on those? That was the final decision? We still have to vote on those? Is that what
no,
it is, Helma?
It either town meeting can pass over them or they can vote to approve them.
Okay, so do we are they recommended by the select board?
You don't have to recommend them. Whatever you want to do, you can say it's not within your purview. What?
Yeah, I think we should do that. What are your thoughts on that, select board members?
I think we should do that because these are basically for Ashfield and Buckland Shelburne. They don't really have anything to do with Heath.
So you'll say not within the purview of select board and finance committee.
That works for me.
Are you good with that, Brian?
Yeah.
That's 13 and 14. Okay.
And Helma, you're
and then Article.
You're sure
go ahead, sorry.
To vote, even I mean, you're sure we don't have to vote on that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
You can vote if you want. You just can't vote it down.
Okay.
And then, as Ned brought up, the question was that we had last time was Article 15. We do have that response from Martha. And select board, are you comfortable with what you read, or do you have any further questions, Brian, on that?
I'm good.
Gloria?
No, I'm fine. And it says not to exceed, so that makes me happy. And I appreciated Martha going into such detail, which is what we asked her for, but still, it was good.
Yep.
And hopefully, maybe they'll get some of the American Rescue Plan money to use instead of this.
Yeah. Finance Committee, Ned, was there anything on the warrant, any other items, articles that we needed to look at?
I'm not thinking of anything now, but I'd like to ask the others on the committee if you can think of anything that we haven't looked into.
No, I think we covered it all.
No, on my end.
If I could add a note of information about Article 9, Yeah. I did discuss with Jeff what accounts to transfer money from. So this is written with his okay.
Wonderful.
And Hilma?
Yes.
As you look at your notes on that warrant, aside from the high school improvement article I mentioned, is the FinCom not recorded with a position on any other article?
Well, of course, Article 9 and or Article 11 are new in the sense of being, Article 9 was rewritten. So FinCom has not voted on Article 9 or Article 11. Article 15, and then Article 18, I don't think you took a vote on. That's the transfer from the animal revolving fund to the library, and I did not have an exact amount in there.
Okay.
So I don't believe you voted on that one either.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions, Ned?
I have no other questions, no. So I think that the Finance Committee will leave now to go back to the FinCom Zoom meeting.
Ned, I have just a couple questions for you. One, or maybe one question in particular. What is FinCom's intention at ATM? Are you going to be doing some type of a intro or any type of... is there any handout? Where are you guys with that?
Well, if there were a handout, what I would want to have on it is a calculation of how the tax levy for this budget compares with last year's. I mean, it's bigger. In other words, more dollars need to be raised through taxes than last year. So any handout I would suggest to the FinCom, and we can talk about this at our meeting. I think we'll meet again before the annual town meeting. But I would ask other FinCom members for what they think about having a handout of that kind.
And Hilma, when I'm assuming all the same COVID protocols will be in place as far as handouts, you'll need to have those in advance. Those won't be available at the entry point. They'll have to be in chairs already. So when are you needing all of that by?
Well, I guess it depends if I'm making the copies or they're coming to me all copied. Thursday, and if I'm making the copies, it would need to be Thursday morning. Of next week.
Yeah. Yep.
And certainly.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I mean,
no, go ahead.
One thing I've observed over the years is that when there's a lot of handouts, even though they have like valuable information, people don't have time to read them. You know, if they arrive at 8:55, they don't have time to spend reading a lot of information. If a handout was done early enough, I could first post it on the town website. So it would be available in that form ahead of time. So if people wanted to, it would be accessible to read ahead of time. You know, just a note of what I've observed.
All right.
And where are we right now with free cash? Now that we've, I can tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
If we use the 15,000 and the 550,000 and the 11,523, that's a total of $76,523 that we're spending, which leaves $46,001 left.
Okay. All right. Those were my questions. Thanks, Finance.
Okay. Thank you. So,
hey guys.
Finance Committee will return to the FinCom Zoom.
Bye.
Bye.
See you guys.
Is the Select Board going to vote to approve the warrant?
Yes, we are. I was just going to let.
Okay. I just want to make sure you don't forget.
I'm not forgetting. It's right in front of me still because I haven't even asked the Select Board if they have any last thoughts. So Select Board members, anything else on the warrant? Gloria?
This is just probably a dumb question because you're probably going to do it, Hillman, but doesn't Article 11, moving free cash to the stabilization fund, require a two-thirds vote?
No, it's actually taking it out.
Oh, okay.
But good question.
I'm going to say, not a stupid question at all. Anything else, Lori?
Another one. Hilma, you're going to go back and fix like the partially recommended by and the not recommended by?
Yes. Yes, and I'm also going to change the ones that say Board of Selectmen instead of Select Board.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
And pull out Article 12. So every the number.
Yeah, renumber.
And renumber them again. Sure.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Anything else, Gloria?
Nope, that's it.
Brian, do you have items on this warrant?
No, I'm good with it. With the
then
changes.
I will take motion.
I move that we accept and recommend the articles on the annual town meeting warrant for 2021 as amended.
Yes. Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Great. Yay.
Yeah, yay. Thank you.
Woo!
Woo! Now just come in and sign it.
Yeah, do you want to just make those changes, Selma, and just, you know, send it out? You want us to look at it just to make sure there's no typos or anything? You know, maybe. I'm sure Gloria would love to do that.
I know she would. Yes, I will do that. I will do this up. I will do the few little changes to Article 3. I'll send them both out. You can proofread them. You can say, oh, it looks gorgeous. And then
that's I want to say.
I'll print them.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Yes, thank you all. That's great. All right, I have to get rid of some papers. Hang tight. Hang tight. My pile is growing. My pile of finished items is growing, so that's good.
That's really good.
It really is. Very exciting. Okay. So the next item, next item on our agenda is COVID-19 Municipal Protocol Concerns Updates. So I'm just going to start by saying I haven't had time to do too much on this. I've really been putting a lot of time into trying to read this warrant and the budget and really try to get my head screwed on straight for ATM, which is a big deal in itself. So I'm not really ready to make a lot of recommendations or really to accept things right now about building openings in general. And I am looking to my recommendation would be that this wait until after ATM. That's what I'm throwing out, but I'm willing to have conversation if we kind of moving into that direction. But I'm just going to be honest, I haven't had the time.
I'm good with that. There's a lot going on right now. We still have to look at approving Jonathan's proposal for his recovery theater, because that would be a hardship if we didn't act on that.
I agree.
But I can wait. I mean, I think we can wait on this. There's no urgency.
I mean, I'm happy to, we've kind of closed everything until June 30th. I'm not expecting it to last, that we have to wait until June 30th. That's not my intention. But if we could maybe put it on as an agenda item for that first meeting after ATM, that would feel good for me. We have a week off. It gives me a chance to really look at protocols for opening. I did hear today, I should add, that there are going to be some changes from the coming up. So I'd like to hear what those are. I read about them a little bit today. They are going to have some effects on what we may choose to do and how we may be able to open things a little bit easier. So Gloria, do you have any feedback or thoughts about that?
I have no problem waiting. I just know that there are some people who are really anxious to do a few things, so that would be good. The sooner the better. Yeah. But you're right. It would be good to find out the new regulations, because they seem to change weekly.
Right. Okay. So that'll be the plan. Can we put that on the agenda for that date? That first meeting right after ATM. And
yes,
we will try to bog it down with a lot of other things so we can really focus on this. And let's agree to, I know, Brian, you already started working on some protocol. Let's expand on that and really get everything put in place so that we're reading documents on that night so that we can, get things open as soon as possible after that. And we need to talk about Jonathan. Do we want to do that? Is that someplace else? Oh, yeah, no, that's down. And, well, let's just do it now, since we're talking about the building and it's in other business anyways. So Hilltown Recovery Theater building use request. Brian, do you have any?
Well, it's virtually identical to what he proposed last year that he did. And I don't see any problem with approving his program. It's pretty much the same thing he did last year when we had the town meeting. He used the tent after the town meeting for some of the outdoor activities that he had going there. He has submitted his program and protocols, safety protocols. So
they've been reviewed in the past and approved. So I don't see any problem with our approving that for this coming year or season.
Gloria?
I don't have any problem approving it. I just have two questions. One is a more recent note said that he may want to be using it at night. And I assume the building use committee is going to be, you know, paying attention to that. And the other one is the tent. He used the tent last year because we kept it up for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're not going to do that this year, are we?
No, but he was planning on getting a tent.
Oh, okay.
We're renting the tent for Saturday, May 8th, which probably means they'll put it up on Friday and take it down on Monday, but that's it. So any other tent arrangements, Jonathan would have to make himself.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because that's what I thought.
Sure.
So, Robin, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I think that Jonathan does a thorough job, and as I've said many times, I really appreciate the work that he does. I think it's an amazing program for the people that use it, and I want to support it. And I know that there's been issues in the past, but I think a lot of those issues have been dealt with, and I think he's been very appropriate as of late. So I think it's good. I'm in favor. Hilma, are there any concerns that you have? Anything that we're not thinking about?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's some, I guess I want to say some kind of unknowns at this point, but I think we can work them out. For example, at this point, we only have the state-sponsored hotspot until June 30th. However, that doesn't mean they won't decide to extend it. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of when we find out, just coordinating, you know, who's in what space. But it's like, we've always been able to do that. It's always, you know, there's always been a way to work out things, to make it work for everybody. So no, I don't see any issues, and I think it's a hugely valuable program.
Pam had a couple words to say. So.
Hi, I hung up my phone instead of unmuting it. So I just wanted to say, first of all, that in terms of the spaces, Jonathan is willing to go with the cafeteria and the preschool, I mean the gym and the preschool classroom. He does not need to use the cafeteria at all. So that would be available if we were going to continue the hotspot, and we can arrange separate entries and entrances to help manage the traffic. I did want to suggest a different way of way of charging for this rental. In the past, we've added up the number of hours and divided by four, and then that's the number of blocks that that Jonathan has paid for. He would really like to have freer access to the building, to be able to have parents sometimes work on scenery or be able to come and go to get equipment that he needs, because he's going back and forth between Jacobs Road and Berkshire East. And on two evenings, the older kids do a kind of bonding or camaraderie long evening. So what I would like to suggest is that rather than using the block system, we charge a flat $75 a day rate it's a better deal for us financially, and it gives freedom to Jonathan. We could say the days that he's renting, he has access. That would be Monday through Friday and two Saturdays. He would have access from 8:30 in the morning until midnight. He wouldn't be using it every day, but he just would be able to come and go without having to check in with me every time or with whoever is managing it this summer. Every time it would allow him to have a staff meeting spontaneously if he needed to. So I would like to suggest we go with a $75 a day flat rate for the days that he's renting, which are July 4th through August 10th, Monday through Friday. His program would run from 9:30 to 3:30, but he would have an hour before that for setting up, and then access in the evening if he needed it to get equipment or to work on set stuff or that kind of thing.
So when you say that he'd have access spontaneously, access to where in the building?
To the gym and to the preschool classroom. Okay. He rents a storage bin there too, which he, you know. Oh, and he stores stuff on the gym during his program. So access to the stage, the gym, and the preschool classroom.
Okay, so not to areas that somebody else might be using.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, the area is renting.
Okay, I was confused there. Okay. Gloria, do you have any questions on that or thoughts? Anything?
Yeah, I do have one question. So does this mean that we're not going to have, like, the hotspot anymore? Or are you moving it to the cafeteria? I'm a little confused.
It would move to the cafeteria if it continues.
Thanks. That's my only question.
Okay. Did Brian have any questions? I'm assuming he's set, but...
I'm pretty familiar with this.
Okay. I'm all set. So are we ready to vote?
Sure. I move that we grant John Diamond's building use request for the Hilltown Recovery Theater from July 4th to August 10th.
With the proposed rate that Pam suggested?
Proposed rate that Pam suggested, and that he would be using the stage, the gym, and the preschool classroom.
And the outside areas. He uses portions of the playground as he described in his proposal to you.
I just assumed the outside was given, but yes, and the outside as well.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks.
All right. Great. Anything else on COVID-19? That anybody wants to discuss tonight? If not, we're going to pick it all up on that first meeting after 8 p.m.
I'm good.
Okay.
Perfect. In other business, so we've done the Hilltown Recovery. We're tabling the Board of Health Revolving Fund Policy. We've got the National Grid tree offer of a couple trees. What do we need to do for that, Helma?
Decide whether or not you want to accept their offer of the two trees that they will come and plant. And I guess if you have a preference of where you want the trees located, to indicate that.
I think we want the trees.
What kind of trees are they?
Well, pretty much we can pick whatever, or you folks can pick whatever trees you want, as long as, what did it say? As long as they, it isn't too exotic.
Exotic.
So we could get some flowering trees, is that correct?
Probably.
Well, yes, as long as it's something that will endure Heath climate.
You know, I'm just thinking, you know, apple tree, crab apple tree, dogwood, whatever, something that's pretty in the spring, that's all.
Yes.
I don't know where to suggest. I'd have to look around.
I have no idea where to suggest.
Well, they want to come May 1st, I think, so.
That's Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
I think they said in their email May 1st.
There's a couple of trees that need replacing at the school property. They could go there.
That's true.
Yeah. There's some trees that need to come down at the school property that are on the side of the building there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but they are, one in particular is going to create a great deal of havoc with the roof pretty soon. I'm fine with I'm good with Hilma figuring this out, unless Gloria or Brian, you want to take it over.
No, I'm good with Hilma figuring it out too. Thank you, Hilma.
Good for you, Hilma. Tree type, we like flowering. We heard that from Gloria. You can keep that in the piece. And
yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to actually do a motion or just?
Sure.
Okay, I move that we accept National Grid's tree offer and leave the details up to the town coordinator.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. The next item is Y Valley application for pole placement, and I know we have an update on this. Selma, you want to start?
No.
Should we be looking at the mail? Should we be looking at the mail? The
stuff that's... Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of it is the email correspondence between myself and Attorney Eichmann. I also had a phone conversation with him that I wrote up a summary and sent you folks. Basically it's, I don't know what to, I want to say, basically you folks can be tough. Those are my words summarizing what the attorney said. He pointed out things like that you can require Y Valley to prove that the location that they have chosen is in the public right of way, because it's a whole different story if it's not in the public right of way. You can also require them to do a lot of analysis in terms of, just like safety. The attorney said, it's like the pole they want to install is much higher than the typical utility pole. How are they going to ensure that it's a safe installation? You know, the place that they want to put it gets some of the worst winds in town. Plain and simple, you know, straight out of Holly. there's just a lot of things that he outlined that you can require of them. you know, he also said things like, you know, there are unfortunately factors that can't be considered in a decision, as maybe unfair as it seems, but it's based on, you know, federal regulations. So I guess it's kind of, where do you want to go from here? You know, their application for a poll hearing is still pending.
Well, isn't it saying that we need to just move forward with setting up the hearing?
Essentially, yes.
And then after the hearing, we require these items.
That's the way I understand it, yes. I mean, you can require them first.
I mean, yeah, because I guess one of my questions is, why would we move forward with a hearing if it's not even public right away? I mean, I would think that they would be needing to show that.
Right. No, you can require that kind of stuff first if you want.
Right. And would that be something that would come, and I can have this conversation with the attorney, but would that be something that would come from us as a select board, or would the attorney write like that for those items for us? Like our response to them is we will grant this poll hearing after we received X, Y, and Z. Is that something that the attorney would put together for us?
I think he could if that's what you folks wanted to happen. I think it could go either way. Either it could come directly from the select board that we're requiring this, or it could come from the attorney on behalf of the town. But chances are if they hear from our attorney, they will engage their attorney.
Okay, Brian, your thoughts?
I think the attorney should write that response. I'm a little concerned about the, I mean, we had this discussion about whether this was a public utility or not, you know, and the, how the, what regulations apply if it's a private. You know, I understand that the one that we're talking about over on Row Road is different, a different circumstance, but I don't see any, I mean, it sounds like, I don't understand this letter, basically. I don't understand how we got to the point of not being able to regulate this poll if they're not a public utility.
Well, because the attorney said they are what is considered a common carrier. And part of the problem, well, part of the struggle from the legal standpoint is that even though there are a lot of like federal regulations that apply to like telephone and electric, the federal government's slower at developing regulations around wireless communications.
So what would happen if we said, oh, sorry, but Robin? So can we just say no and see what happens?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, they could do this other ways. They just want to do it this way. But they could do this by putting up more poles in Holly. They just don't want to.
Doug, do you
and I have a big problem with that.
Go ahead, Doug.
You are allowed to say no. They are not, in the state of Massachusetts, they are not allowed to sue you for any damages. So they, if you go to court over this, the worst case scenario, if you say no, is they take you to court. If they take you to court, they can put the pole up, and that's all there is to it. They cannot charge you any money for court expenses in the state of Massachusetts. So first of all, you can just say no. And if you say no, then they aren't willing to put up five poles. Do you think if they're not willing to put up five poles for five customers, that they're going to be willing to go to court with heat over this? So I really think you got to ask Campanelli about this while we're talking about the other stuff. And you have plenty of time to string them along if that's what you want. I don't think that's what you should do. I think you should say no. And if they want to take you to court, it costs you zero more. You don't even have to get a lawyer. You can just buckle later if that's how, if you're afraid of going to court with them. But you will win, and we and the planning board denied their permit because they did not prove that there's not another way to do this. In fact, they told us there's another way to do this. And in our bylaws, it says if there's no other way to do this, they told us there was another way to do this. And that was to put up four or five poles in Holly. And it's probably less. They're probably exaggerating that. So you are allowed to say no. It costs Keith nothing.
I think that's a good argument. The idea that there's another way to do this, that we're not cutting off their you know, their plan to provide service. We're just making them do it a different way that doesn't harm the town of Heath.
That's correct. That's exactly why the planning board said no. And when I talked to Campanelli, he said, you can say no as long as you say it for exactly the right reason. And that is exactly the right reason.
Okay.
I'd like to start with saying no and see what happens.
But don't we have to do that in a meeting or in the hearing or something, right?
I would think.
Yeah, I would say we have to give them the hearing.
No, you do not have to have a hearing. Legally, you can just say no.
Well, but I think I'm not going to pose that question to the attorney.
Okay, this chair is not doing anything without getting legal advice on it. But if the rest of the select board wants to move forward, they can, but I can tell you that the chair will not do that right now.
Yeah, I respect that. But my inclination to say no, why should the town of Heath bear the burden for this? You know.
Right. And I'm fine with the statement of saying that. I think we just need to confirm how we want to say that.
That makes sense.
I guess so, you could communicate to the attorney our inclination is to deny this.
Okay. All right, so I will make that follow-up and we'll talk more about it at the next meeting. Doug, do you have another quick comment, Doug?
I absolutely agree you guys should talk to the attorney and ask him, but I think that there is a problem with having a hearing and saying no over just saying no and having your reason stated. That's what I got from the lawyer, but you should definitely just check it out. But I think that there's no risk to you saying no without a hearing.
Okay, great, thanks. So I'll do that. I'll reach back out as a follow-up, and we'll keep it on the agenda for next week. And if we can move forward with just responding with the no, sounds like that's the direction that we want to take. We'll have that discussion and vote on that. Thank you all. All right. Green Communities update. Brian?
I am trying to get a request for extension of the implementation period. And I sent, well, we talked about it last week, that it needs to come from either the chair or the town coordinator. And I got an email from Jane Pfister today saying that we really need to get going on this because time is running out. And so if Hilma, this is, you know, something Hilma can't handle, I just need to have that financial information to be able to complete this request.
No, I have the letter drafted, Brian, and I just have to pull together a little bit of the financial information, and then I'll have the whole packet.
Okay.
Which I intend to hopefully be able to get all of it together tomorrow and get sent off.
Okay. I was going to say, if you can't, I'd be glad to do it as long as I have that information, the financial stuff, which I don't have. But if you've got it under control, that's great.
Great, thank you. Anything else, Green Communities, that we need to follow up on now?
Well, Andrea, you know, Roger Harris from RISE sent us a proposal for design services for the HVAC system. And yeah, he didn't include cost estimating. So apparently they don't have their own cost estimator, which I found surprising because they offer all the engineering disciplines. But anyway, we have one we use in Boston, and I hooked them up with him. So he put together a proposal to add the cost estimating to his engineering proposal. So he sent it as a separate proposal, and I want him to include it in the services that, which would include design, cost estimating, and construction administration. So he'll separate them as tasks and costs within a single proposal.
Great.
And that has to get approved. That has to get approved by DOER as a fundable project under Green Communities.
Okay. Great. Gloria, do you have any questions or anything on Green Communities?
I don't. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Sure.
Regionalization Study Committee update. Do we have anything for tonight?
The only thing is that I spoke with Budge today, and he's wondering if the town has like any kind of like boilerplate contract for services, since they're going to be, you know, contracting different services, financial and legal. And I don't have a clue. I didn't know if any of you folks knew if we have anything.
Yeah, I think I would go to Andrea. And Andrea has all that kind of stuff. She could handle the procurement. You know, she could set this all up for them. They don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Okay.
Do we have to pay her for it?
Yeah. Yes.
But there's only 30,000, right?
Yeah, but she would be, you know, several hundred dollars. You know, these people are, you know, they have lives to live and they don't need to learn a new skill like writing proposals and contracts.
More update on that, Helma, or just for
that? That's it.
Okay. And then the sign repair, you're going to talk about that anyways in your report.
Yep.
So if you want, we can go right into your report since that covers the other business for tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Updates on Article 3 worksheet, updates on ATM, incorporating town council's suggestions. There were a few things he wanted reworded, a few things that he reworded in terms of the proposed zoning bylaw changes. I also sent that to Cal so that he would be aware of it. We talked about like the stuff related to the Y Valley poll application already. Annual town report went to the printer last week. So it's all done except getting it back. Sawyer Hall sign repair. I contacted Berkshire Sign Studio, who is the company that did the original sign. He asked for pictures, which I sent him this morning. Told him about, you know, where it had been talked about to relocate the sign, like more at the corner, where it wouldn't get hit with snow and ice sliding off the roof. And basically to supply the broken pieces, which are the posts and the end caps, and then do the reinstallation, he quoted a price of $285. And then the other part is that is, you know, removal of the bush and the roots, which I guess I figured our highway department would do.
Sounds good to me.
Do you folks want to, like, make a decision about it?
Sounds good to me. Yeah. We need a motion?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, I move that we contract with Berkshire Sign Studio to repair and reinstall the sign outside Sawyer Hall, and that we have asked the Highway Department to please remove the evergreen bush and the roof for a price of $285 for Berkshire Sign.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you. Then Sam had an informational meeting last week about the American Recovery Plan Act. And they had Sean Cronin from DLS, and then Keith Folley, who is the director of federal funds in the federal funds state office in Massachusetts. And between them, they kind of gave an overview of the funding, both at the national level, at the state level, the amount allocated, also like kind of a tentative timeline in terms of money being released from the federal government to the states, and then the states to the communities. They also talked a little bit about like how the amount for each community was determined. And, you know, just like the original CARES Act, besides having money for the different levels of government, there's also a funding for like education, medical facilities, and emergency entities. What has been announced at this point is that basically there at the municipal level, there'll be two kinds of funding. 50% will come within 90 days of enactment of the act, and the 90 days is approximately June 10th. The other 50% would be released the following year. Money can be used up until December 31st, 2024. So that's, you know, a long period of time, which I think is great.
Excuse me, I think Doug Mason needs to mute. We're getting some noise here.
No, thanks. I don't always hear on the phone.
You know, one thing that they did emphasize is that guidelines have not been issued yet in terms of exactly what the funds can be spent on and what they can't. You know, they said hopefully 2 to 3 weeks there would be, the U.S. Treasury would issue the guidelines in terms of spending. You know, at this point in time, you know, one of the designations is for broadband. However, there's lots and lots more questions that is being asked of the U.S. Treasury in terms of, you know, what aspects of broadband expenses. There's no answers yet. They also pointed out towards the end of the session that, just to remind towns that when they receive grants of over $750,000, that it mandates a state audit. I don't think Heath is slated to be awarded that much money, so I think we're okay. But anyway, you know, it'll be interesting to hear what comes out next in terms of information for the towns. And that's about it for my report.
I just wanted to say that it was great that you did that, Hilma, because I think the STEM people have probably better information. But on that same day, the MMA was holding a meeting on the exact same thing, so I attended that. And they expect that the U.S. Treasury will release the regulations by May 10th. And we may not get our money real soon because they're going to do it with cities over 50,000 population first.
Yeah.
And they also said that if we had any federal grant funding left, we should use that first.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're really pushing broadband as a biggie. And when they have the infrastructure category, all it is water, sewer, and broadband, which I found fascinating because we don't have water or sewer, and neither do a lot of people in Massachusetts. There's also a homeowner assistance program that maybe when this call comes out that we should look at more closely, because it'll help mortgage holders and people who own mortgages and property taxes.
Mm.
Anyway.
Thanks, Gloria. Do you have any other questions for Hilma on her report?
I don't.
Brian?
I have no.
Okay, thanks, Hilma.
Mm-hmm.
And email for tonight. We've gone over, I think, a good chunk of it already. In part one, we have one of the quotes for part of the salt shed replacement. We have the email from Martha Thurber on the capital expenses for Mohawk Trail that we talked about for the warrants. We have Brian's, the start of the protocol for in-person meetings. We'll get back to that after ATM. The email from National Grid about the gift of the two trees. We have the email back and forth about the checking in on Y Valley, checking in on the poll application hearing. We have the communications back and forth from the attorney on the Y Valley poll application. We have the response from Paul Mark from the grant, the request for extending the spending grant for the school, what is the name of that grant? What is it called? It's the, it's not in front of me right now.
Well, it's like.
The regionalization.
Yeah.
Regionalization yes. grant. Do we have to do anything or we just have to wait and hear back now? Right? Just wait? Just
wait and hear back.
Okay. Well, let's see. More communications in regards to that. We have a resident concern, Article 3 concerns, and we have Tim's update of his work on Community Hall. Hilma, can you please let him know that we've, you know, waited until that meeting after ATM to rediscuss opening the buildings, just so he's aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, email from Bob Dean on DLTA projects. Anything on that list for further conversation? Gloria?
No, but going through this, it says that the National Grid wants to plant the trees on Friday, May 7th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong date. Oh, good.
No, I thought that was better, right?
Yes, that's far better.
Oh, good. That's all I have.
Okay. Brian, anything on part one?
I have nothing.
Okay. And in part two, we have email from Maya, breakdown of insurance costs. We have email from Tim on the emergency action plan that he's reviewing for the Mohawk Estates Dam. He received that and is reviewing it. We have email from Fish and Wildlife in regards to public comment period for rare species habitat map and another price for the salt shed replacement from Jeff. Anything in part two, Gloria? Gloria?
Sorry, I was muted. On the insurance thing, that doesn't include the Chubb stuff for which is the fire and police, and it doesn't include. No, maybe it does. It doesn't include that. I just wanted to point that out, but
right.
So that's right. Not the total price, but
right.
There's also a charge for insurance for inland marine. And I wonder what is that all about?
Yeah, good point.
Anything else on part two, Brian?
I would like the letter from Fisheries and Wildlife to be forwarded to Bill Luttrell. He may know all about this, but maybe not.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else? Next week's schedule or our agenda. So we will need to. Is Eric going to come back in one last time?
Yes.
Just do a quick review with us. So that'll be an appointment. So he can review the warrant and the article, and we need to finalize the introduction, and I assume mm-hmm. FinCom in also. I would think.
I'm sure they'd want to come in.
Yeah, I think we should have them at the same time.
Yep.
Just as a big group, so we can talk about ATM and all the pieces to it.
If they have any handouts, we should have them by then to review.
And we're going to hold on COVID items till after ATM, unless there was some emergency. Only as, well, I guess that we will talk about it as it affects ATM, but. And then in other business, we will have Y Valley application for pole placement because I'll have an update Green Communities will stay on there. Oh, and regionalization. I guess we should check in and see if there's anything that they want to talk about.
Yes, they may want to come in again. I don't know. I will find out.
Okay. And you're going to be doing the sign repair, so that can probably come off. Anything else for the agenda for next week?
I have nothing.
I don't have anything either. We should try to make it as short night if we can.
I think we're just going to really focus on getting ready for ATM and whatever little tiny things come up. But all right. Is there anything else from anyone for this evening? Hearing nothing, I'll take a motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Don't forget pancakes. That's this Saturday. Fireman pancakes at the school. And
yeah, pick up.
I don't know. 9 o'clock? I really don't know what time.
It's 7. I think it's 7:30 to 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. They go early. Right. So drive over and get your pancakes, everybody. That's it.
Go pancakes. What a concept.
Yes.
Okay, so lots of firefighters. So we got to support them. There's a big crew now. Get your pancakes.
Okay.
Thanks, all. Have a good week.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.